The Shear. Okay. So we are starting Melachim Aleph. V'hamelech David Zakein Babayamim. Does everybody have a place? Good. Okay. 1 second. I'll wait for you. Look on the left side, Melachim. You can see the those sort of gray indentations. Yeah, that's Yechezkel a little bit earlier. Okay, this is the last book in Nevi'im Rishonim. Okay. V'hamelech David Zakein. David was old. Babayamim. His days were coming to, to completion. Vayichasuhu babigadim v'lo yichamlo. They covered him with clothing, but he couldn't get warm. Anyone ever have that, right? You just can't warm up. Yeah. Shift day in the summers or Israel in the winters. There's a coldness to Israeli winters that you just can't warm up. Vayomer lo avadav. And his servant said to him, it's important who says this, the Avadav, his servants. Yivakshu laduni hamelech na'ara v'tula. We should find and seek out a beautiful young maiden for the king. Ve'amada lifnei hamelech, she'll stand before the king. Utihilo sochenet. And she will be what will she be? What's a sochenet? She'll be misharet, that she will, she'll care for him. Vishachva vichaikacha, she will lie in your bosom, vicham laduni amelech, and she will give him warmth. Okay, this is an interesting response. I have this story, like, what on earth is this story doing here? It's almost scandalous. It's like, I mean, this is David Amelech, this is what he's doing at the end of his days. He's marrying some 18-year-old, like, I mean, he didn't even marry her, as far as we know. And they seek out a beautiful maiden in all of Israel. Maybe this reminds you of another story in Tanakh. Yeah? What? Achashverosh. Is this to suggest that David has fallen to the level of Achashverosh? They find a woman, Avishag Hashunamit. They bring her to the king. And she was beautiful. She serves him. The king did not know her. This can mean either he did not take her as a wife or he did not have sexual relations with her. However, this is a very strange story. David is totally passive in the story. Does he play a role in the decision making in this story? Is it just happening to him? So we have to understand the meaning of this, why we're being told this information.
It's not that he saw Avishag and said, "I would like
her." Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nachon.
In opposition to Bathsheba.
Yeah, correct. Now let's go to the next pasuk, and we're going to come back to this. Vaduniya ven chagit. Adoniah ben Chagit. This is a son of David. Anybody know which son this was? Which son of David is Adoniah ben Chagit? This is important. Open up to Sefer Shmuel. What'd you say?
Fourth son,
correct. Open up to Sefer Shmuel Bet. Shmuel Bet. Perek Gimel. Pasuk Bet. Okay, Shmuel Bet. Perek Gimel. Pasuk Bet. Okay, if it gets cold, we could turn off the AC. No, whoever. Shmuel Bet, Perek Bet, Perek Gimel, third Perek, Pasuk Bet, Pasuk number 2. Here we have a list of the sons of David. What are his sons' names? We're going to go through what happens to them. Okay. Sons were born to David in Hebron. Anybody have it? Okay, who could read for me? Susan, go for it.
In English.
Yeah, you read in English.
Okay. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon, born to Abi Ahinoam of Jezreel. His second son was Chiliab, born to Abigail, the former wife of Nabal the Carmelite.
Okay.
Third was Absalom, the son of Makar, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. Well, the fourth was Adoniah.
Son of Chagit. What happened to each of these sons? Did they take part in the family business? Are they? What happened to Amnon? Who remembers what happened to Amnon? What did Amnon do? He raped his sister Tamar, We had a discussion about what their exact family relation was, but he did rape her, and what happens to him next?
He's killed.
He's killed. Okay, he's killed. Then next, Kilav. We don't know what happened to Kilav. The Gemara Masechet Brachot suggests that he's a Tamid Chacham, but we don't know anything about him. The third was Avshalom. What happened to Avshalom? Started a rebellion and was killed. How was he killed? Anyone remember? Yeah, he was hanging. He had such nice hair, Avshalom. Okay? And he should have donated it to some organization, because it ended up being a problem for him. He gets caught in a tree. I think he got caught in an Elah? What type of tree was he caught in? I think it was a terebinth, yeah. I spoke about Ella Fisher, who named after the Elah tree. Okay, this is Leshabat. Anyway, so Avshalom is killed. Yoav, David's general, shoots him with 3 darts while he's hanging from the tree by his hair. And then we have the fourth son, Adoniah, son of Chagit. Why is this significant? Because it seems like Adoniah is the next in line. Okay? Adoniah ben Chagit, mit nasei lemor. Adoniah, back to Sefer Melachim. Adoniah ben Chagit raises himself up and says, Ani emloch. Okay, it's time for me to be king. I'm appointing myself the next king. Now, I was just thinking about this. Who else was the fourth son, but also the leader? Yehuda. It's possible Adoniah says, wait a second. We're part of Shevet Yehuda. The tradition of the Jewish people is the fourth son. So this may be another reason, another justification in his own eyes of why he says, listen, I'm the right one. No, let's just turn off the AC if you don't mind. Okay. Ani emloch. So what does he do? How do you start campaigning to be the king? What do you do? So today, what do you do today if you want to campaign to be... you go into social media, hire a PR firm, you have to raise a lot of money, you start super PACs. You start attacking your opponents and saying things that you don't believe in. You know, what else do you do? You have to make it appear like you do all these interviews. You say outrageous things. So this way you grab media attention. So what does he do? Vayaslo rechev ufarashim. He creates a chariot and horses for himself. Suddenly people see him going through the streets. Wow, who's this guy here? Right? Who's this guy? There was a little bit of a tangent here. There was one of the many corrupt officials in the Trump administration who got sacked. It's you can't even count them anymore. Was the guy who was the head of the environmental agency. Okay, now this guy was not only was he a lobbyist for coal. Okay, so he was the person who believed that we shouldn't be concerned about environmental needs. But he also, what did he do? He had like a security. He spent a lot of money of government funds, and he would have like a security detail, like 30 people, and he would, you know, flying first class and limos. And when people see this person, say, "Ah, wow, he must be really important," right? And so that's what Adoniah is doing as well. Okay, he's creating a sense of gravitas around himself. Okay, vayaslo rechu v'arshim v'chamishim ish ratzim lefanav, and 50 people are running before him. Again, his whole guard and procession. Okay, now who else did this? Can someone remind me who else did this? Someone else used this tactic. Who was it? Anybody know? Avshalom. Avshalom, when he rebelled at the end of Sefer Shmuel. Okay, Avshalom also has this tactic. So we see Adoniah walking in the path of Avshalom. Is this going to end well or not end well? What do you think? It's not going to end well. Good. Now, interestingly enough, and this is a key point here, in Pasuk Vav, V'lo atzavo aviv mi'amav lemor madua kacha asita. What did David not do? He never said to Adoniah, wait a second, Adoniah, like, what are you doing? You don't have permission to do this. I didn't appoint you. Why didn't he do this? V'lo atzavo aviv. David didn't want to make him upset. Okay? And also, another reason, v'gam hu tov tor me'od. He was very good looking. Okay, now this is strange. Why does it matter that he's good looking? But he was the next born after Avshalom. Why does it matter that he's good looking? So it's interesting. If you study at least American history, American presidents tend to be really tall. They're tall, and they tend to all have a full head of hair. Some fake, some real, but they have a full head of hair. No joke. Obama was 6'3". Trump is 6'3" or something. I mean, presidents tend to be tall, okay? Israeli presidents tend to be bald. But Ben-Gurion, Netanyahu, and Begin, we only appoint bald presidents who are short. But at least in, and all short also, right? I don't think Netanyahu was tall, if I'm not mistaken. Ben-Gurion was not tall. Begin was not tall. Shamir also was short. What is this? Who else was Rabin? Maybe Rabin was tall.
Netanyahu has hair.
Netanyahu?
He has hair.
Netanyahu? Well, sort of. I don't know. Sort of. I met someone. Oh, and the I met someone who an optician who told me that they made glasses for Netanyahu. Okay, and this was already, I don't know, 10 years ago. He was very concerned that no one see him with his glasses. I don't know. Even today, does he? He does wear his glasses today. He does. Yeah, now he does. Now he does. But back in the day, and again, you want to create a perspective of. Young and strong, and I mean, look what Putin does. Putin rides around on horses in the Siberian mountains, hunting wolves to make it seem like he's very manly. So there are two reasons then why David did not, and these are significant, why he did not prevent Adoniah from doing this. Number one, Adoniah, had kingly features. He's the next born after Absalom, actually his third reason. But the other reason is that he didn't want to upset. He didn't want to upset his son. And this is key. It's key because there's an important lesson here in life in general, that when you're not able to say no, you get yourself into trouble in the long run. Okay? And leaders, parents, shall I say even grandparents, need to know how to say no to their children, rabbis to their congregants. It's very important that you have the ability, you have to know when it's time to say yes, but also put your foot down when it's time to say no. David was not able to do this, okay? And we're going to see that David, to some degree, is checked out at this point. And this is significant. This has religious significance, as we'll see in just a little bit. But this is one example of David's inability. This is David who stood up to Goliath. This is David who said, how dare you curse, our God. David HaMelech, who won't even tell his son, hey, not such a good idea here. I didn't appoint you king. So this is, David is not what he used to be. And this is significant, okay? There may be a moral, spiritual element here. Interesting. Hold that thought. The answer is going to be definitely.
So she was the...
Let's see.
And he's got a cold.
Nachon. Vayud varavim Yoav ben Tzruyah v'imev Yatar HaKohen. So Adoniah has to, create a cabinet. He's got to win support from David's closest general. So he brings in Yoav ben Tzruyah, who's David's longtime general. Yoav is the one who killed Avshalom. Yoav sometimes they have a little bit of an unstable relationship. David both recognizes Yoav's military prowess, but he thinks that Yoav is dangerous sometimes, and he's a loose cannon. He doesn't always do what David wants him to do. For example, he killed Avshalom. And he also hires Eviatar HaKohen, okay, one of the priests. So you want to have a religious, you want to have religious sanction. Vayazru acharei Adonia. It's like when the prime ministers go to Rav Avad Yosef and try to get a bracha, or from this rabbi, that rabbi. Vayazru acharei Adonia. V'tzadok ha-kohen, but the other faction, the competing faction, tzadok ha-kohen, another kohen. So the kohenim are split in this regard. Uvnayahu ben Yehoyada. Uvnayahu ben Yehoyada was one of David's main guards, and you know, one of his sort of the head of his. Is the NSA, if you will, or the head of the Security Council. V'Natan HaNavi, Natan the prophet. V'Shim'i V'Re'i HaGiborim, two great warriors. Asher LeDavid Lo Ayu Im Adonayahu. They were not with Adonayahu. So we see that some of David's men go after Adonayahu, others do not. Now, it's very important that Adonijah is, if you compare these two groups, they both have warriors, they both have generals, they both have a kohen. What is Adonijah missing from his group? Huh?
The Navi.
A Navi. Okay? There's no Navi on Adonijah's side, only on David's side. On the other side. Vayizbach Adonijah tzonu vakar umiri im even hazochelet asher etel ein rogel. Adonijah makes a big sacrifice. Okay, fattened animals. Marie, im even hazochelet. We don't know what this even hazochelet is. It could have been some mizbeach that people used to bring sacrifices to. And he did this in Ein Rogel. Okay, anybody know where Ein Rogel is? Where's Ein Rogel? It's next to or part of Nachal. I'm just reading from a footnote here. But Nachal Kidron. Where is the Kidron Valley? The Kidron Valley, well, the Kidron Valley is where Sha'ar Rachamim, in that, if you go to the east side of the old city today, the Kidron Valley is in the is right there, and it goes down into, you know, it goes down, Ir David's right over here, and it goes down to the Gihon. But it's, at this time, it was sort of right outside Yerushalayim, and that's going to be significant. Today, it's called by the Muslims Bir Ayub. Be'er Iyov, or some say Be'er Yoav, okay, and that's the Nachal Kidron today. So they go to Nachal Kidron, and they create this great sacrifice. Vayikrat kol achav b'nei ha-melech olchon she-yudav de ha-melech, and he brings together all of the b'nei ha-melech and the servants of the king as well. Vet Natan ha-navinu v'yav vet gibrim vet Shlomo achiv lo kara, but he did not call Natan ha-navi b'nayahu, and who's that guy? Shlomo, his brother, either. So he's left out. Shlomo is left out. These guys are left out from this formal ceremony that Adonijah calls. Now, why is this? Let's go back to this first story about Abishag Hashunamit. Why is a scandalous story being mentioned? It might point to, again, to David's weakness. That others are dictating, but what's happening in the palace. But this is actually very critical, because you notice in Pasuk Tet, who were the people that Adonijah calls to? Who are the supporters of Adonijah? What did it say here? Avdei HaMelech, the servants of the king. Who were the people who brought Avishag to the king? Go to Pasuk Bet. Vayomru lo avadav. Again, his servants. We have a situation in the palace. Who's running the? It's the administration. It's the servants. It's not David HaMelech. Okay. In fact, by Alex Israel, who wrote a commentary on Sefer Melachim, and we will use some of his insights. He suggests that the whole story with Avishag is part of Adonijah's political campaign. What do we do by having this woman be, you know, brought to David? They just do this whole search to find a beautiful woman all over Israel. Like, just come on, find somebody local. David doesn't know what's going on anyway. He's not marrying her. What's the point? What?
It's for Avishag.
No, it's not for Avishag. It's for Adonijah. How is this? What is this? What does he look like, David? You know, now that they're bringing this woman to him. Huh? He belittles him. He looks weak. He's old. He's frail. Yeah, so they do this whole public search in order to bring attention to the fact that David is on his way out. And within that context, it makes a lot more sense. So Adoniah is now we need another king. Adoniah is now rising up. So this is might be part of his PR campaign. Very, very smart, right? So you pay a lot of money, you can get some good advice. So this is the suggestion of Rabbi Alex Israel. So now it's also interesting again, number of comparisons between Adoniah and Avshalom. They both had a cavalry and a carriage of 50 men, and they both try to become king on their own. There is a critical difference though. Avshalom is doing this when David is still king, whereas Adoniah is trying to do it after David, finishes being king. Good. Let's move on to the next piece. Okay. Let's move on to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we're going to have some, the story is going to get a little bit, we're going to get a twist here. Okay. What happens next? Vayomer Natan el Batsheva. Eim Shlomo Lemor. Natan Hanavi says to Batsheva. Who's Batsheva? She's the one that David cheated with, right? Scandalous. This is the reason for his whole decline. Okay? And notice her name. What's her name? What does Batsheva mean? Daughter of an oath. Okay? An oath. Her name is Shvuah, Sheva. Eim Shlomo. So Natan says to Batsheva, Halo Shamat Kimalach Adoniyahu ben Chagit. Did you not hear? Adoniyah has been appointed. Va'adonenu David lo yada. David has no idea about this. Ve'ata lechi i'atzech na'itza. And now let us give guidance, let us strategize. Umalti et nafshech ve'et nefesh b'neich Shlomo. We're going to save you and your son Shlomo. Somehow, it was known, that Batsheva, Shlomo, were special to the king, okay? And Natan wants to save her life. Lechi uvoi al ha-melech David v'amarte lav. Go before the king and say to him. Another sort of allusion to Megillat Esther. Go before the king, speak to the king. Hallo ata Adoni ha-melech nishbata le'amatecha le'mor ki Shlomo v'neich. Hey, David, I want to remind you of a promise that you made to me. I even have an email to back it up. You see, here's the proof text. You promised me, you swore to me, ki Shlomo b'neich, yimloch acharai, that Shlomo will become king after me. V'hu yeshev al kisi, and he will sit on my throne. Umadua malach Adoniyah. Why have you appointed Adoniyah? Natan says, you're going to go in and say all these things to the king, then I'll follow in after you, coincidentally, and wow, we'll back each other up, and this plan should work. So, this is going to be, there's a problem here. There's a problem. What's the problem with this plan? What's the?
That he can't make up. He never could make up his mind, and
now. Okay. Good. Close and warm. Okay. Let's see what happens, and we'll see. We'll clarify this. But the Batsheva the Melech Achadra, Batsheva goes into the room of the king. VaMelech Zaken Meod. The king is very sick. VaVishag Ashunamit Misharet Et HaMelech, and Avishag is there, sort of awkward, right? So, Vatikol Batsheva Vatishtachu LaMelech, she bows down to the king. Vayomer HaMelech Malach, another reference to Esther. Malach, Esther Malka, Uma Bakashatech, Archatzi HaMachut, V'yinaten Lach, Avishag HaShunamit, Mishret, okay, Malach, Vatomer Lo Adoni, Atanishpata Bashem Elokecha L'amatecha, you swore in God's name to me, to your maidservant, Kishlomo v'nech imloch acharai, that Shlomo will be king after you. V'hu yeshev al kisi. And he's going to sit on my throne. V'atai ne Adoniyahu malach v'ata Adoniyah melech lo yadata. And now Adoniyah's been king. You don't even know about this. V'yizbach shor umuri v'tzon narov. He's made many sacrifices. V'yikra lachol b'nei ha-melech. Let's just maybe get the door closed. Yeah, if you don't mind. Thanks. Va'ata Adoni HaMelech, Einei Chol Yisrael Alecha, sorry, Va'ikra L'chol B'nei HaMelech, Olev Atar HaKoyin L'yov, Sar Tzavah, L'shlamo Avdecha Lo Karab, Va'ata Adoni HaMelech, Einei Chol Yisrael Alecha. Now, King Pasuk, this were in verse 20, all of Israel's looking to you. Do you agree that Adonijah should be the king? Va'ita Ani Uveni Shlamo Chata'im. They're gonna make us into sinners. We're gonna be punished for this. Okay, so this is what Bathsheba says to David. The problem here is that there is no mention whatsoever in Sefer Shmuel of a promise that Shlomo is going to be the king. Is this just a concoction of Natan and Bathsheba? Are they lying to the king right now? I don't know. It's very. There's no mention of this. We're never told that Shlomo is going to be the king. Okay, David never says this. So there are a number of different options of how to explain this. Number one, it's just not mentioned, but it happened. That's option number one. Okay, what's option number two? And I'll mention to you within that option number one, I'll quote to you the Radak, Rav David Kimchi. Okay, I'm just reading from his commentary here. He's a very, very interesting psychological reading of this. Okay, V'lama nishpalo. Why did David swear to Bathsheba that Shlomo should be king? Ki kishemet hayeled. Remember, David and Bathsheba, when they sin, she has a child. What happens to that first child? Child dies. Ki kishemet hayeled amra Bathsheba. When that first child died, Bathsheba said to the king, hayeled meit mipnei ha'avon. Our son died because of your sin. Afidu yele mimcha ben shal kayam ayavozu oto achiv mipnei shabati elecha ba'avon mitchila. She says, if I'm with you again and have another child, they'll always say, ah, this was a marriage based on sin. This is scandalous. V'lo ratza lizakek lo ad shenishbala. She refused to be with him until he promised to her. Until he promises the next son is going to be the king. And he says to her, and Natan tells her that this is, you know, this is meant to be. So this is very interesting. So she extracts a very big promise from David that her son is going to be the king and nobody else. Although we are told when Shlomo is born, what's Shlomo's other name? Anybody remember? Yedidya. Because he was a Yedid, a friend of Hashem. Okay? That reminds me of a student I once had. His name was Yedid. Okay? And Yedid never did his homework. So, you did? No, you didn't. That was the, you didn't. You didn't do your work. That was, okay, so he used to joke. And anyway, Bekitsur. So that's option number one, that it happened, but it just is not mentioned in the story. What's option number two? Option number two, this is a very savvy political move that Natan and Bathsheba are engaging in. Sometimes the ends justify the means, okay? That may be what's happening here. Well, perhaps Adonijah was so unfit to be king.
Sorry.
Perhaps Adonijah was so unfit to be king. And now this is similar perhaps to another story. What story does this remind us of? A mother who... Rivka and Yitzchak. Yitzchak is old. David is old. Okay. Rivka recognizes that her son Esav is not the right one to be chosen as king. And so she encourages, you know, they deceive Yitzchak. Okay, that's another possible reading here. But nonetheless, the now let's see how David's going to respond to this. Okay, because we will see that. Okay, so as she's speaking, Bathsheba's speaking to David. Vine pasuk kafbet. We're in 22. She's still speaking to the king, and Natan suddenly walks in at the same time. They said to the king, here is Natan HaNavi. He He bows to the king. Pasuk 24, Kavdalet Vayomer Natan, Adoni HaMelech. He says, King, O Lord, Ata Mart Adoni Imloch Acharai, V'hu Yeshev Al Kisei. Did you say that Adoniah should be the king? Ki Arad Ayom. He went down today, Vayizbach Shor Muri V'tzon Darov. He made a huge barbecue. Okay, a huge barbecue, a huge feast. Everyone's gone to it. Vayikra L'chol B'nei HaMelech U'L'Sarei HaTzavah U'Lei Avatar HaKohen V'hinam Ochlim V'Shotim L'Fanav. Vayamru, and what did they say at the end? Yechi HaMelech Adoniyahu. So everyone proclaimed him the king. Veli, ani avdacha, and I, your servant. Ule tzadok hakohen, and tzadok hakohen. Veli v'nayahu ven Yehoyada, v'nayahu ven Yehoda. Veli shlomo avdacha, lo kara, he has not called us. Imeid Adonia melech ne'ad avarze, v'lo date et avdacha, mi yeshev al kisei Adonia melech acharav. Is this from the king? Why didn't you, let us know about this? You should have informed us, right? About who will sit on your throne afterwards. Vayana melech David, vayomer kiruli levatsheva. David now says, bring Batsheva back in. Okay. Vatavod ivnei melech, vatamod ivnei melech, and she comes before the king. Also, this is an allusion to Migilat Esther language. Vatavod ivnei melech, vayishava melech vayomar. David now swears and says, Chai Hashem asher padad nafshi mikol tzara. Blessed is, or in the name of the true King who redeemed me from all sorrow. Ki kasher nishbati lach b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael emor ki shlomo v'neich imloch acharai v'yeshev al kisei tachtai. Okay, sounds like this oath did take place. Just like I swore that Shlomo would rule after me, ki ken asayom hazeh, I will do this today. I'm going to take care of this now, not tomorrow, not in a few weeks. Right now. So according to this, David did make such an oath to Batsheva. And so they're not just politically, they're politically savvy that they, she goes in, then he goes in, and they have a plan about how they're going to present this to David. But it seems like the Shavua really was made at some point. Vatikor Batsheva paim eretz vatishtachu lamelech vatomer achi adoni hamelech David le'olam. Okay, and she says, David, you should live forever, le'olam. And that's a nice gesture. He's now going to appoint another king, but no, David, you should live forever. Okay, and this may be the base for the song, David Melech Yisrael Chai Chai Nikayam. Maybe, is that from here? I'm not sure. Okay, some good homework. Where does that song come from? David Melech Yisrael. So David now he's now been motivated, he's been woken up to now do something about this. And let's see what happens next. Vayomer HaMelech, David says, Kiruli litzadok ha-kohen, ule natana navi livnayahu ben Yehoyada vayavo livnei HaMelech. So he calls the advisors who are still, who have held out against Adoniah. Vayomer HaMelech lehem, and they say to him, the king says to them, Kechui machem et avdei Adonaihem, v'hirkavtem et Shlomo v'ni al ha-pirda. Take Shlomo and ride him on my pirda. What's a pirda? On his mule. Okay. V'oradetem oto el Gichon. Go down to the Gichon. We spoke about the Gichon. Go down to the Gichon. U'mashach oto sham tzadok ha-kohen v'natan ha-navi le-melech al Yisrael. And there you should anoint him, officially anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha, to be king over Israel, utakatem ba-shofar, blow the shofar, va'amartem yechi ha-melech Shlomo, and you should say, ha-melech Shlomo should live. Now, why do we anoint kings by rivers? Anybody know? Why do we anoint king by rivers, by running water? So there's a midrash, a very interesting midrash. I'll just read it to you, which says as follows. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein moshchin, this is in the Gemara in Horiot, you'd bet. Ein moshchin at ha-melachim el al ha-me'ayan. We always appoint a king next to a running water. Why? Kidei she-timashech malchutan. Their dynasty, their reign should go on for a long time. Just like the river is always flowing, their kingship should also always flow. And the source for this is our pasuk here in Melachim Aleph. So,
the source of
life.
Uh-huh, nachon. It's also correct. Correct. Nachon. Nachon. We have to pray for rain, which we've had a little bit, but we what did they say? Did we? Is there going to be more this week? Anybody know?
A little bit. Rained a lot in Yerushalayim last week.
Oh, it did? Okay, heavy, good. Ah. Okay, good.
Is there something to do with the, I know that this is if somebody leaves the house to get married or something, they throw a bucket of water also.
Ah, oh. Is that also interesting? Interesting. Okay, we'll do another 2-3 psukim and we'll call it the day. Okay, so what happens? Va'alitem acharav. Hey, he'll come after, he'll follow after me, you'll follow after him, he'll sit on my king, on my seat, he'll rule after me, and he will be the ruler, the prince of Israel and Yehuda. So, we will do as you said, wonderful. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Kasher ya Hashem im Adoni HaMelech, kein hiya im Shlomo v'gadel et kisom mikisei Adoni HaMelech David. He said, just like we were with you, we will also be, just like Hashem was with you, so too Hashem should be with Shlomo. His kingship should be greater than your kingship. Okay, and this is what they do. Okay, we'll read these three psukim. Vayered Tzadok HaKohen v'natan David v'nayo ben Yehuda v'chared v'apetev v'arkivot Shlomo al pirdat HaMelech David. So they go down with Shlomo on the mule, vayodich oto al ha-gichon, they take him to the Gichon. Tzadok, vayikach tzadok ha-kohen et keren ha-shemen min ha-oel, vayimshach et Shlomo, they anoint Shlomo, vayitku ba-shofar, they blow the shofar. Vayimru kol ha-am yechi ha-melech Shlomo, they say, ah, ha-melech Shlomo shall live forever. Vayanu kol ha-am achara, vayam mechalim b'chalilim, usmechim simchon gla v'tibaka, ha-aretz b'kolam. People are rejoicing and singing music. It's a music, you know, and with instruments, vatibaka aretz bekolam, the earth shook. There was so much joy and so much celebrating. So now we're going to have a problem, okay? Because now we have two kings, okay? And that doesn't what's going to happen when you have two kings? So we're already getting into trouble. We're going to see what happens. We're going to leave this for next week. We'll see what happens. Once Adoniyahu finds out that Shlomo is now appointed king as well, and we're going to see what Shlomo is going to do about this and what David is going to do about it. So that will be for next week. We're up to Pasuk Mem Aleph. And we will continue, please God, next week, 9:30, Wednesday morning. Yishar Koach, nice to have you on the group. If you don't mind, I just want to get everybody's... I just need some of your phone numbers. Becky, I have yours. Who else? I think I have everybody's. Yeah, I'm going to add you all to the WhatsApp group. I have everybody's numbers here, except for Shoshana, except for you. What's your? Just give me your phone number quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9777.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'll add you to the group, and please God, we will continue next week. Yishar.